Well, after you, would you put those on the table if you're having company or something?
Have my own company. Have my own company.
Tell me about having company, about, you know, when you had company.
Well, we'd have company, and of course, we'd depend on the time of the day. If they come for dinner, we'd have a nice dinner for them. If they come for supper, we'd have a nice supper for them. And we'd have servants to wait on them and everything.
Would you have something, would you say something to them to ask, you know, how would you invite them in to eat?
Y'all, it's now eating time now, and we invite y'all in to supper, or breakfast, or supper, or dinner, or something like that. And we all get up and rise and go in the dining room. That's where we eat, in a dining room. That's the table and chairs all around where you eat. Dining room is the place where you eat.
Would you say anything to them to ask them to sit down?
Ask a blessing. I'd ask someone in the bunch to return thanks.
And then, would you be standing up then or sitting down?
Sitting down.
Well, what would you say to them, like, if your company came there and they were all just sort of standing around the table and you wanted to start, you'd say, well, why don't y'all
sit down? Why don't y'all sit down now and we'll go to eat supper?
And what about if it was just the family? How would you?
Well, the family's the same way. We always return thanks when we eat.
And what would you say to the family to tell them supper was ready or something?
Supper's ready, hon. Y'all come on in now and sit down and return thanks.
Well, after you ate, what did your wife do with the dishes?
She'd wash them and dry them.
Well,
most time the cook would. We'd have a cook, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, what would the cook wash them with?
Wash them with water and soap.
Did she have something to rub on them?
She'd have some kind of, I don't know, some kind of I don't know what you call it, some kind of dishwashing powders or something like that.
Well, would she have a rag or a cloth?
Have a rag.
And what about after she put all that soap on them with a rag, would she put it under the clear water to get...
Clear water to rinse them, call that rinsing them.
What did you say she dried them? What did she dry them with?
She dried them with a cloth.
It's called a cloth?
Cloth.
What about in the bathroom? What do you wash your face with? Do you have a...
Water and soap.
And do you have a cloth or a rag?
Cloth. I have a cloth. To dry your face off well or something like that.
What about to wash it? Do you use anything then?
Wash them.
If you're washing your face...
Wash your face, you use a towel.
To wash it with?
To dry it with.
But what about to wash it with? Do you have any...
Well, you have soap and water to wash it with.
Well, if you're going to wash your face, do you just pick up the soap and wash it, or do you have a cloth?
You have a cloth, and then rub it together and get it lathered, and then wash your face.
What do you call that cloth that you wash your face with?
Well, you call it a rag, you might say, bath rag.
What about in the kitchen there? What is that thing that the water comes out of in the sink?
Spout. Call it a spout.
Would you call it the same thing if it was out in the yard and was put for water?
Well, no, you'd call it a water hose. Call it a water hose.
Well, what do you connect the hose to out in the yard?
Out to something to wash, rinse the yard off with and put water the grass and stuff, hose.
What do you screw the hose on to?
Screw the hose onto a pipe there. Faucet, onto the faucet.
And if you know, you said you ate down here at the restaurant,
yeah,
the cafe. What do you drink there for lunch?
I generally drink coffee, and then sometime I drink tea.
Do they have the coffee there ready?
Or? Yeah, have a ready-made coffee.
What does it come out of?
It comes out of a coffee.